Today on the Jillian Michaels podcast, we're going to help you overcome your fear of exercise.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Welcome to the Jillian Michaels podcast, featuring tips, news, and knowledge from America's toughest trainer, delivered by her biggest fans. Our website is JillianMichaelsPodcast.com. Email us at podcast@JillianMichaelsPodcast.com.
It doesn't get any better than me at this job. It just doesn't.
All right, welcome to the Jillian Michaels Podcast. I am your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. I need to say right up front, this is not an official Jillian Michaels sanctioned podcast. I basically jokingly say I stalk her so you don't have to. Big Jillian Michaels fan, love her attitude, love the fact that she's just committed to results. So today, I know it's been a while since I've been around, and the good news is it's because I've been out exercising, trying to lose weight. I have my own podcast called the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. You can hear about my own struggles with weight over at logicalloss.com. And then over here, we talk about what's going on with Jillian. And she says in a newsletter that I got, says, okay, I know I don't need to tell you that exercise is absolutely crucial to getting and staying healthy. She says, still, I can't tell you how many people tell me they aren't working out because they're afraid they'll look stupid. They fear trying something new or really any other kind of stupid excuse you can think of. These are fears that you need in giant bold letters here to get over. Your attitude creates your reality. Let's say that one again. Your attitude creates your reality. So it's crucial to have the right one. The power is in your mind. So if you have negative thoughts about your self-image, if you lack confidence, or if you feel hopeless that you're ever going to lose weight, you're basically still at square one. If you constantly tell yourself you're not capable of working out, I just can't do it, then you're always going to feel stupid and eventually you're going to give up. But if you harness your mental power with positive thoughts, you can do this and you will do this. You will. She says you just will. If working out is new to you, empower yourself with knowledge. Use Jillian's site to learn the proper exercise techniques and form. If you set your mind to it and you get the skills, you feel more comfortable. Start off by trying, you know, the workouts from, again, her website. If you go to and do the DVDs at home, and we have links to all this. If you go out to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com, we've got links to all this stuff where you can sign up. If you do it at home first, it's the most basic way of getting the moves down before you try them in public. So give it a shot. If you're alone and you mess up, who cares? But if you're afraid of looking dumb in front of your family, she says there, hello, they're your family. Let's be honest, they've probably seen you look a lot sillier. And I thought that was a great point. Now, if you're terrified of going to the gym, do it anyway. She says, I understand that a gym can be a bit overwhelming the first time you go, but trust me, everyone has a first time stepping through those doors. Everybody has felt weird about lifting weights in front of the muscle men and moving on the elliptical for the first time, or even signing up for a first class. If you're worried about what you look like to other people, just forget it. In all likelihood, people are so focused on what they're doing, they're not paying any attention to you. So think about this. I can say this. When I'm on a treadmill, I'm either reading something or if I'm doing something right, because when you read, you're kind of mailing it in. I'm usually looking at a heart rate monitor, or I'm looking at the calories or my speed or something to make sure I'm getting the most out of my time on a treadmill. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer. And as always, since we're talking about exercise, always consult your doctor. But she says, if you're still worried about it, about what you look like, go at a time when the machines are less crowded or meet for a session with a trainer. Many gyms offer free introductory training sessions. The important thing is to know that your feeling of intimidation will fade and never be a quitter. Yeah, go on, like, for me, I know Monday, Wednesday, and Friday seems to be the days when people go. Walk in, and if it's too busy, come back the next day. For me, when I go on Mondays, it's really packed. When I go on Tuesday, not so much. Or if you really want to do it, go in at like 6 a.m. That's always interesting. But she says, as you keep working out, you'll notice your strength, not just in the gym, but in other aspects of your life. Trust Jillian. This will be a major boost to your confidence level, and it will change your frame of mind for the better. They're baby steps, but they make a big difference over time. So she says, keep working out, stop feeling stupid, and start feeling great. And I was actually listening to her podcast, and I thought I would tie that in with this episode. Most people think that fitness trainers, you know, people that are really fit, they just love to work out. And I just figure that when Jillian's not chasing her kids around, she just must want to go to the gym. And it was interesting because in one of her episodes, she mentioned how, no, she doesn't like working out. She's just like us. But she knows that if you want to be healthy, if you want to be around for your kids, if you're tired of being tired, whatever the reason is that you want to lose weight, that you got to do it. And she said, I never feel when you get done with a workout that she goes, ugh, I wish I hadn't done that. Right? Because you know it's something you're doing for yourself. You know that it's doing your body good. It's not going to change it overnight if you're like me and you really need a lot of help, but you're stepping in the right direction. And like she said here, keep in mind that a lot of times going to the gym will be a major boost to your confidence level. And it's that confidence that goes back to your attitude. Your attitude is your reality. And when you're confident, then you have confidence to back away from the Twinkie. You have confidence to skip the soda and go for the water. You have the confidence to do the right thing. And you also have the confidence to pick yourself back up on those days when you don't make the right choice. So it's time to get over our fear of looking stupid. There's all sorts of DVDs. If you go out to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com, you can use the links there to sign up for her website, which is great because it's got the food tracker. It's got tons of exercises that you can watch. And if you have her smartphone app, you can actually get the exercises right there. It taps right into the website. Now, if you're like, oh, I'm not really a website person, then you can go out and get the DVDs and do them at home. DVDs are great because you can take them with you. If you have a laptop, you can put it there. And it's just an easy way to get over your fear of exercise. If you're ready to start and you want to join her website, just go to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com/start. That'll take you right there. You can sign up. You can actually try it for free. There is a money-back guarantee as well. So if you're thinking about starting your website, again, JillianMichaelsPodcast.com/start. If you'd like to actually hear Jillian, you can get her audiobooks for free if you go to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com/audible trial. So JillianMichaelsPodcast.com/audible trial. And you can actually have any of her audiobooks for free. And that actually helps support this show. So thanks so much for tuning in. And let me leave you with my favorite Jillian Michaels quote, which is, why are you choosing failure when success is still an option? We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Jillian Michaels Podcast.